Oh, pray for me. Anything could happen.
今天，今天是跟郑弟兄一起来服侍他，当我的翻译，请用力为我祷告，因为他翻译的时候，什么事情都可能发生。
You're not translating, are you?
I did.
No, you're not.
You never trust me. You
know? No, I don't. This is an iPod.
这是一个 iPod.
It's a marvelous music machine capable of holding someone's entire musical library.
这是当今一个很有很不可思议的一个小东西，它可以把你整个音乐的图书馆的音乐全部输到里面去。
It's capable of holding hundreds of albums of music and thousands of songs.
这个小东西可以有一百张的唱片，甚至一千首以上的歌，你都可以把它输到里面去。
All in a small little box that you can actually put in the pocket of your shirt.
这个小东西呢，可以放到你的衬衫的口袋里面。
And there's no speakers on this silly little thing.
这上面没有任何的扩音器。
Now, granted, you could buy an adapter that you could play through your car sound system, or you could pay $100 or more that you could get a little holder and you could buy some external speakers for it.
当然，以今天的科技来讲，你可以花大概100块钱，你可以把这个接上扩音器，或是接到你的车子里面，或接到你的家里的音响的一个系统里面。
But for the most part, these iPods are personal music machines.
可是最重要的部分，这个小东西啊，是属于个人的一个音乐的一个放声器。
The iPods are not really designed to allow you to share your music.
这个东西设计的原意并不是让你跟很多人一起来分享的。
How many of you have iPods?
你们当中有谁有 iPod 举手一下。
How many of your teenagers have iPods?
你的小孩有 iPod 请举手。好像不是很多。
Now they're designed for personal enjoyment, not that for others.
这是设计给个人的一种享乐的一个音乐的一个小东西。
As a result, those who have iPods have a tendency to shut other people out.
你知道很多喜欢听 iPod 的人常常就把别人在跟他讲话的时候就把他忽略了。
It's their iPod. It's their music.
就是他们个人的 iPod， 是他们个人的音乐。
And when they're listening to their music through their tiny little earphones they call earbuds, they often spend that time shut off from other people in their own little world.
当你发现有人在听 iPod 的时候，他这个很小的耳机塞在耳朵里面的时候，他们很多时候是不跟外面人讲话，是完全沉醉在这个音乐里面。
Now, if you owned an iPod and you wanted to share your music with someone, you could share it by sharing those little iPods with someone.
你如果这个要跟别人分享的话，你有一个方式啊，就是我分一个耳塞子给 Terry， 他刚刚说他不会戴，因为他嫌这个不干净呢。
I don't trust him. Okay. I don't even know where I'm at in the message now. Of course, this kind of practice might, it, as you might imagine, you don't want to do this with casual strangers or people you meet on the street. You really want to do it, you really have really like somebody if you're going to share your iPod with them.
像刚刚我们讲的这样，把两个耳塞分一个给别人听了，这种状况你不可能会在路上看到一个陌生人说我跟你一起分享。或是你在路上随便碰到一个人就这样分享，一般是很好的朋友才会这样做分享。
There's only two people that I've seen attached to one iPod, and that was Ted Way and Felix Lee.
我在教会里面发现有两个人对这个 iPod 一直都是常常是不离手的，有一位是 Ted Way， 还有一个是Felix Lee.
Now remember, Ted Way was one of our deacons, and Felix at that time was in our youth group.
Ted Way 以前是我们英文组的这个执事，那么 Felix Lee 是李伟简他的儿子，在青少年这个团契里面。
And they were singing at the top of their lungs one of Bon Jovi's religious songs called "Living on a Prayer" at Fahalo Family Camp.
他们曾经在听 iPod 的时候听同一首歌是。邦乔维一个美国很有名的一个福音 摇滚乐的一个歌手，他唱了一首歌，就是活在祷告里面。他们一起在 Faholo 的，他们在营会里面的时候，他们同时在唱这首歌。
Admittedly, these two attached to one iPod, singing like rock stars, looked a little bit weird to me.
对 Terry Smith Smooth 来讲，他们这两个人会那么喜欢 iPod， 对他来讲，他觉得他们是有点奇怪的。
Today our Bible text tells us about 12 men who aren't into sharing.
今天我们要来看到圣经里面有12个人，他们并不是在主里面愿意来分享的。
And these are the Lord's disciples.
他们这12人是神的门徒。
They've been with Jesus Christ about 3 years and the end is at hand.
他们跟随了主耶稣基督有3年之久，而且是在主耶稣即将离开世界的时候。
And they've gathered into an upper room.To eat the Passover with their teacher, but they didn't realize yet that this was going to be the last supper that they would have with him before his crucifixion.
他们有一天聚集在一个阁楼里面，一起来吃这个逾越节的晚餐，跟主耶稣基督一起吃。他们并不知道这是主耶稣基督最后跟他们一起吃的晚餐，在主耶稣要上十字架之前的一个晚餐。
So for 3 years they've lived together, they've eaten together, and They learn together at the feet of Jesus Christ.
在这三年的过程当中，他们生活在一起，他们一起来吃东西，他们一起在主耶稣的脚前来学习主的真道。
And they had an ongoing controversial conversation that comes up that tells us that these men don't understand the main things that Jesus Christ wants them to understand.
但常常一直不间断的，他们当中有一些争执，有些争议。这个争议是主耶稣基督在要教导他们一个很重要的一件事情，是他们需要知道的。
The conversation always started with the disciples arguing over which of them would be greatest in his kingdom.
他们之间的争议一开始都是在提到说，在十二个门徒里面谁是最大的，在神的这个王国里面，将来谁会是最大的。
And Jesus Christ's answer was always the same: You don't understand.
可是主耶稣基督对他们的回答总是说：“你们都不了解。”
He says, "My kingdom is going to be different than the kingdoms of this world. My kingdom, my church, the last shall be first, and the greatest will be the servant of others."
主耶稣基督告诉他们说：“我今后在我的王国，我们的王国是跟在地上的这个王国不一样。我的王国是这个教会，这教会谁要为大，必。”是最末后的，谁要成为谁要为首啊？一定要是最末后的，而且是成为众人的仆人。
Please take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17.
我们请一起打开约翰福音第13章，我们一起来读第一到第17节。
And Brother James is going to read these 17 verses to you.
我来读这第这十七节的经文，在约翰福音第13章第一到第17节，我们后面有打上，我们一起来读好不好？一到17节，第一节来，请逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已有万交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，爱到西门彼得。彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说：“你们不都是干净的。”耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？” 你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当如此，彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus Christ is trying to teach them a very great lesson.
主耶稣基督是试着要教导他的门徒一个很重要的功课。
If you want to be great in the kingdom or in the church, you must first learn to be a servant.
你如果要在这个教会成为领袖，成为大的话，你必须第一个要素要成为一个仆人。
You've got to learn to share your lives with others.
你要知道怎么样去跟别人来分享你自己的生命。
And when the meal was finished, he partook of the bread and the cup.
当这个晚餐，主耶稣跟门徒的晚餐结束的时候，主耶稣跟门徒来分享桌上的饼跟桌上的杯。
What do the bread and the cup symbolize today?
这个桌上的饼跟这个杯，对今日我们来讲，它象征了什么？
First, we'll look at the bread.
我们第一个来看这个饼。
Jesus Christ was born in Jerusalem, the house of bread.
主耶稣基督是出生在伯利恒，是所谓的面包之屋。
Bread is one of life's most common foods.
我们知道饼或是面包是我们一般很共同的一个食物。
Bread is good when you've got a bacon, lettuce, and tomato right in between.
对牧师来讲，他很喜欢那个面包当中有这个土豆啊，还有一些这个番茄。
And God wanted His Son to be very common.
神要他的儿子，独生儿子是一个非常普通的人。
And God wanted Jesus Christ to be available to all of us.
所以天父愿意将他的独生儿子，对我们来讲是都可以给予我们每一个人，是很共同的。
The bread that we took for communion today is very similar.
我们今天在主面前领受的饼也是很相同的。
It's a staple item.
是我们常常吃的一种主食。
It's easily shared with others. You can just tear it off or you can cut it.
它很容易来跟大家分享，只要你把它剥开，你把它撕开就可以。
In the Passover meal, it was unleavened to symbolize the lack of worldly influence.
在这个逾越节的晚餐，它象征一个并不是被世界所影响很多的一件事情。
And it was available to all.
它是可以给所有人所提供的。
In John 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me." Will never be hungry.
在约翰福音六章三十五节，我们知道这个圣节，很多人会背。他说：“我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。”
The bread is a symbol of Christ's body. He gave his life so that you and I could have life.
我们都知道这个饼是象征着主耶稣的身体，他给了我们，所以我们才能够得到真正的生命。
It was broken for you and me.
它是为你和我而来破碎的。就像这样的被破碎开来。
And when we take communion and we share the bread, remember that we have pieces of that bread, but it was all one bread when Christ offered it during the Passover meal.
虽然这个饼我们刚刚看到把剥开是碎的，可是它源自于一块饼，所以我们当中是连结在一起的。
And the bread further.I'm ringing. Could you turn it down a little bit? I can hear myself twice. Once is enough. The bread further is a symbol of connectedness.
这个饼就刚刚说的，在我们当中象征是一种我们彼此之间的一个连结。
And we're remembering Christ's suffering on our behalf and our participation in His body. As a group of believers, we have a common Savior and a common Lord.
我们都知道主耶稣基督是为我们而来受苦。 为我们来承担我们的罪。我们一起都参与在这样的一个身体里面，所以我相信我们都是有一个共同的主，共同的救主。
And then secondly, let's look at the wine.
接下来我们来看到这个杯。
In our church, we take the cup of communion with grape juice.
我们今天在这里领受圣餐的时候，我们领受的是葡萄汁。
The fruit of the vine is a symbol that illustrates Christ's sacrifice, and He is a source of life and victory over death.
葡萄树是象征一个主耶稣基督为我们所牺牲的，它是生命的源头，它是胜过于死亡的。
In John chapter 15, Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
在约翰福音第十五章，我们都知道主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
Compare the symbolism of the wine to Christ's body.
我们来比较象征性的这个酒跟主耶稣基督的身体。
How do you get wine out of grapes?
你怎么样从葡萄里面来拿出葡萄汁呢？
You have to crush the grapes.
你必须把这个葡萄给压碎。
And Jesus Christ's body was crushed for you and me.
主耶稣的身体就这样为我们被压碎了。
You have to literally smash the grapes to get from them the desired wine.
你必须在名义上真正的你必须把葡萄压碎才能够做到葡萄汁或是葡萄酒。
In order for the Lamb of God to become the desired sacrifice for all humanity, His life was taken from Him.As he gave it voluntarily for you and for me.
同样的，主耶稣基督他自己也是这样的，他自己为了我们的罪，他来牺牲，然后他自己被压碎。
There's a couple passages here I'd like to read. Jesus Christ was literally crushed. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 14 and chapter 53 verses 5 and 6.
在以赛亚书52章14节跟53节五十三章五到六节里面就讲到主耶稣怎么样为我们的罪被来压碎。
Verse 14 says, "Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness."
在以赛亚书五十二章十四节这边说到，许多人因他惊奇，然后给夸胡。为什么惊奇呢？因为说他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容就是他的外形比世人枯槁。
Verse 4 through 6 says, "Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet he considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and each of us have turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
在以赛亚书五十三章的第四到第六节这么说到，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知道为我们的罪过，他为我们的罪过受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So when we partake of the grape juice, we remembered how much Jesus Christ suffered for us.
所以当我们一起来领受这个杯的时候，我们要来纪念到神所为我们摆上的是有多少。
After the Passover meal, Jesus Christ left the room, and when he comes back into the room, what is Jesus carrying?
在这个逾越节晚餐之后呢，耶稣离开了这个房间。当他回来的时候，耶稣带了什么？
He came back in with a towel around his waist, and he's carrying a basin of water, and he proceeds to wash the disciples' feet.
他当离开房间回来的时候，他在腰上束了一条毛巾，手上拿了一盆的水，他要来为门徒们洗脚。
How many of you have ever been to a foot washing service?
有哪些人去做过足浴的，请举手。
Aha, we got one, two, a few of you.
我们有好几位，很少几位去过。
If you're from Kentucky like I am, they have a lot of foot washing services down there.
如果你们像 Terry 是从肯德基来的啊，他们那边有很多就是很全套的足浴啊。
The thing about it is, you always wash your feet before you go. You wash your feet before you go to the foot washing because, you know, you don't want to have dirty feet.
他说，因为很不礼貌，老是觉得腿脚很脏去给人家洗，所以他说他如果要去洗，他之前在家先洗好，再去做足浴。
So why is Jesus Christ doing this?
为什么主耶稣基督要做这些事呢？
And in that day, most of the roads were dirt roads, and the people walked, when they walked from one place to another, their feet would get dirty.
在那个时候的世代，路都是土路，所以他们走路的，在外面走路到了家里之前，脚都是非常的脏的。
As a result, if you entered somebody's house for business or a personal visit, it was customary for you to wash your feet before going into that person's home.
在当时的习俗，就是因为这样，所以你到了谁的家里面，或是你到了一个谈生意的地方，你到了那个地方，第一件事情要进门之前，要先把脚洗干净。
If that family was wealthy, they would have a servant who would wash your feet for you.
如果这个家庭有钱的话，家里有很多仆人可以帮你洗脚的。
The master of the house would never ever wash himself would wash a guest's feet.
所以你可以想象，在一个家庭里面，家里面的这个主人绝对不可能是自己会来帮别人洗脚的。
That would be dishonoring and demeaning.
如果这样做是非常不恭敬的，对客人很不恭敬，而且贬低客人的。
Washing someone else's feet would be something that a servant would do.
在当时的时代，会帮人洗脚的只有是仆人才会做这样的事情。
That's why Peter got so upset when Jesus Christ began to wash his feet.
那是为什么当彼得知道主耶稣要洗他脚的时候，他那么的难过。
Peter said, "No, you'll never wash my feet," because Jesus knew that. Because Peter knew that Jesus was his teacher, their master, and he shouldn't disgrace himself this way.
因为彼得对耶稣说：“不不不不，你不能来帮我洗脚。”因为彼得知道主耶稣基督是他的老师，是他的主人。他不应该让主耶稣基督做这样一个耻辱的事情，对他做这样耻辱的事情。
But of course, that was the very point. Jesus Christ washed all of their feet.
可是这正是主耶稣基督这么做的一个很重要的一个用意。
And Jesus said, "Now that I, your Master and Lord, have washed your feet, you should also what? Wash one another's feet."
主耶稣基督这样做，他就是说，我是你的老师，是你的主人，我帮你洗脚。你更应该为你的其他的人来洗脚。
And Jesus Christ here illustrates what it really means to be great. To be great means that you're a servant of others.
主耶稣基督所要带出的一个原则，这真正的意义其实就是说，如果你要成为大，你要是一个仆人。
All of us tend to think that the communion is a personal experience between us and God.
常常我们在领受这个饼跟杯的时候，我们常想说，圣餐是我跟神之间的一个关系。
It's like people who have their own little iPods.
就像每个人好像我自己有的 iPod 里面有我自己的音乐一样。
It's a personal experience, and we tend to think that communion is that way, something just between us and God.
我们常常认为这是一个个人的经验，所以在领受圣餐的时候，只有我跟神的关系而已。
Now, I don't want to take that.Personal intimate time that you have with God during communion away.
我不希望你跟神在领受圣餐时候跟神的亲密关系被挪走，这是很重要的。
But communion is more than a personal time with Christ.
可是领受圣餐的时候，并不是是多过于我们跟神之间的一个个人的关系一个时间而已。
Acts 27, Luke says, "On the first day of the week, when we the church came together." To break bread.
在《使徒行传》第二十章第七节里面这么说到
：“You can't
七日的第一日，我们聚会拨饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。
You can't take communion all by yourself, but Jesus Christ designed communion to be a time when we come together, we eat.” This meal along with other Christian brothers and sisters.
另一个很重要就是说，我们能够来神面前来领受这个圣餐，可是 主耶稣基督设定这个圣餐，他也是让我们弟兄姐妹能够有机会一起共同的来领受这样的一个圣餐。
It's meant to be more than just a personal religious ceremony.
所以它是胜过于多过于我们刚刚讲的他自己跟我们每个人跟神的关系。另外一个是众弟兄姐妹能够一起来领受。
It's a time for us to think about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们一起能够来思念，来纪念到主我们在天上的主耶稣基督。
I'm going to read the passage of Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 9 from the Message Bible, 6 through 8 actually from the Message Bible.
我们要来读在腓立比书的第二章6到9节。
He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human.
第八节说到，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Having become human, he stayed human, and it was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and died a selfless, obedient death, and the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion.
这是刚刚所读过的第八节。
I read it ahead of time.
Oh. He gave us an example of how we should be servants to one another.
他给了我们一个很好的榜样，教导我们怎么样成为别人的奴仆。
And every time we take the bread and the cup, we ought to think of these things.
每一次当我们一起来领受神的饼跟杯的时候，我们都要记住这件事情。
It's also a time when we think of each other.
这也是我当我们一起来领受圣餐的时候，也是让我们能够想到我们其他教会的弟兄姐妹的时候。
Jesus Christ designed this time of communion for us to think about each other.
主耶稣来设定这样的 来设定这样的圣餐，也是让我们有借着这个时候来思想到，来纪念到我们在旁边的众弟兄姐妹们。
It's a time where we ought to examine our attitudes toward each other.
也是借着这个时间，让我们来检查自己我们在弟兄姐妹之间的关系如何。
And when we finally get communion right, it's a time when we love each other so much.That we want to be servants of the Lord and we want to be servants of each other.
当我们最后在圣餐前面我们了解圣餐的真意的时候，我们能够来学习怎么样来爱我们的弟兄姐妹，更重要的是成为一个仆人，能够来服侍神，也可以来服侍众弟兄姐妹。
In conclusion, a few years ago there was a story in Guidepost magazine article about a woman named Esther.
最后的结论，我要用一个故事来做总结。在 几年前，在美国一个杂志叫做 Guidepost 的杂志，讲到一个女人，她的名字叫以斯帖。
She said, "My brother and five sisters had our differences growing up."
好，这个以斯帖她说到我的兄弟还有我五个姐妹，我们都有很多的不同。当我们一起在成长的过程中，我们非常的不同。
They festered into deep resentments in the years after we left home.
他们离开家之后，他们之间关系就非常非常的不好。
We didn't realize how deep until mother died. After the funeral, our grievances boiled over.
我们不知道我们的关系不好到一个地步，一直到我们他的母亲离世的时候，他们一起来参加母亲的丧礼的时候，他们才发现他们之间的关系非常非常的不好。
George was upset that mom had left Mary.The antique black walnut bedroom set. It's worth a lot, and Mary has more than anyone else, any of us all together.
乔治，这就是他的兄弟啊，他是一个兄弟，他非常的不满，因为他母亲离开之后，把一个古董的一个黑的一个房间里面的一个装饰留给了玛丽，玛丽是他们的一个姐妹。这个玛丽其实是几个兄弟里面是比较富有的。
I got the flatware, she said.
这个以斯帖自己拿到的是那个餐具。
Evelyn would inherit the house because she lived with mother.
另外一个姐妹叫 Evelyn 她最后得到的是她母亲留下来的，她母亲住在最后她跟她母亲住的这个房子，她母亲把她给她了。
Becky and Betty got some china and Mary the piano that she had bought for mom.
Becky 跟 Betty 是另外两个姐妹，她们拿到了一些瓷器，还有玛丽的钢琴这些都是她们之前买给她们母亲的。
But Dorothy, mom's primary caregiver, resented that some of us were absent during mother's final days.
但是有一个叫做 Dorothy, 叫陶乐斯，她是后来照顾这个母亲的，她甚至在这个母亲丧礼的时候并没有出现。
It was 5 years before we all got together again.
这样时间过了五年之后，在她母亲丧礼之后过了五年。
The night before, Dorothy said, it'll beIf we can get through tomorrow without any major explosions, it'll be a miracle.
五年后他们又聚在一起，这个照顾他母亲的这个女士叫 Dorothy, 她就说，如果明天没有发生任何事情，在我们当中没有任何争执，这是一个奇迹。
She says at first things were a little bit awkward and we struggled to behave.
刚他们在聚的时候，他们之间就有很奇怪的一种很奇怪的感觉，他们是一直很很 struggle 的，就是很奇怪的感觉。
By dinner time, it was better, and we laughed and told some stories about our childhood.
可是到了晚餐的时候，他们之间的关系气氛又稍微好一点，他们开始讲到小时候的一些有趣的事情，大家就一起笑。
The memories were sweet, but there was something missing.
他们的记忆是非常甜蜜的，可是好像还是失去某些东西。
Afterward, I took a loaf of bread and said, since we've all been apart so long, and since my husband is a preacher, I thought we might share communion.
最后这个以斯帖这个女的，她就拿起，在晚餐的时候拿起一个面包来，她说，因为我的先生是一个牧师，所以我想我们一起要来领受这个饼，所以我们是不是可以一起来领受这个饼呢？
Everyone agreed, we read scripture and prayed, and her husband said these words, do this in remembrance of me.
每一个人都同意，在座每一个人都同意，他们读了圣经的经节，有关圣餐的，他们一起祷告。那这个以斯帖的先生，就是这个牧师，他就讲了一句话，他说，我们如此做为的是纪念我，纪念我们的神。
He broke the bread and gave it all to us, unbelievably,The grievances and hurts dissolved, and we hugged and became a family again, together in God's grace, the missing ingredient.
他把这个饼拨开来，就在那个时候，很不可相信的，之前的委屈跟之前的受伤完全不见了。他们在家里成为一个合一的家庭，再一次成为一个合一的家庭，因为他们一起在神的恩典里面。这个神的恩典就是他们过去所欠缺的。
Jesus can heal our hurts and resolve the differences with each other if we're willing to forgive and to love the way that He did.
当我们愿意来爱，我们来原谅我们得罪我们的弟兄或姐妹的时候，神就能够来医治我们心里面的伤痛，来解决我们当中很多不同的地方。
This morning, have you experienced God's grace?
今天早上我们在这边，我们来经历了神的恩典。
One day we're going to look into the face of our Savior Jesus Christ, and we'll be overjoyed that we humble ourselves and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
有一天，当我们到神的面前，我们跟神面对面的时候，我们是会有非常多的喜乐在我们当中。我们会谦卑，在我们能够自己谦卑来领受神主耶稣基督成为我们的救主，跟我们的主。
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16 says, Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is satisfied.
最后的经文来总结今天 的讲章是在希伯来书第13章的第15到16节。我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭，献给神，这就是那承认主名之人口存的果子。只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
There are two main things that I believe that we need to do at our church.
有两件很重要的事情，牧师认为是我们在这个教会必须来做的。
We need to build one another up in the faith of Jesus Christ.
我们要在对主的信心里面，我们来彼此来建立，弟兄姐妹彼此来建造。
Our communion and relationship with each other is all important in that process.
我们在主里面的连结，我们在主里面的这种同工是非常非常重要的。
And secondly, we ought to have a desire to reach out into the community, to those people that we know, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第二个很重要的事情是我们都必须要有这样的心，愿意走出去，我们能够去得到那为帮神去得到那未得之名。
Brother Bill Coe said something the other day, I think challenged all of us, is that he challenged us to go out and win one person to Jesus Christ or bring one person into the church.
记得几个礼拜之前，我们执事会的主席寇弟兄曾经在当中来挑战我们。他的挑战是我们这一年当中，我们要去领一位未信的人来归主。
I love that song. You probably have sung it. Each one, reach one.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。这个英文叫 Each One Reach One， 我不知道中文叫什么。所以我们要放一段那个短片给大家看。
This morning, we have a special video for you, and we have a brother in the church who actually put the subtitle in Chinese, so it's dubbed in Chinese. What was the brother's name again? Is he here today? Where's he at?Hey, bro. Yeah, you're the man right here. We appreciate it.
这一段的录像带是以英文来的诗歌，然后下面有打出中文的字幕，是我们李哲宇李弟兄他花时间做的。
And the gist of the video is who has invited you? Who have you invited to church? Is that the title? Who invited you to church? Okay.
这个短片是他的。主题是谁邀请你到这个教会来
？And can you think back in your life when you came to Christ, who it was that invited you to church or shared the gospel with you？
你来回想，你今天坐在这里，可是当初是谁邀请你进到教会里面来
？I have two cousins, twin cousins named Don and Ron, Donnie and Ronnie.
我有两个堂兄，一个叫 Donnie， 一个叫 Ronnie， 不是堂兄或堂弟。
And today is their birthday.
今天是他们哦 ，they are twins.
Yes.
哦，他们是双胞胎，他们今天是他们的生日。
And they're the ones that invited me to church.
他们这个堂兄或是堂弟一对双胞胎就是邀请他到教会的。
When I was about 9 years old.
当 Terry 在九岁的时候，不晓得长什么样子。
Stop it. But I want you to think about, I want you and me, I want us to be that person that our friend remembers. He's the one, she's the one that invited me to church. They're the one that got me started in my Christian life.
我希望我们每个人都能像他的堂兄弟这样，永远被他来记得，是当时我们信主是谁来邀请我们到教会了。
So we'll view the video and then we'll have a closing word of prayer.
我们一起来看这个短片，然后我们最后就有一个祷告来结束今天的。
Throughout my teenage years, totally strayed away from God, was making a lot of choices that were far apart from what God's will was for my life.
I was that guy in construction. Nobody was going to talk to me. I was the big guy.You know, I was tough. Nobody said anything to me.
Went to school on a full football scholarship and really wasn't. I was just your typical football player.
Then one day, my sister called me and told me she wanted me to come and take a ride with her.
I was working with this guy that I'd been working with for a couple weeks, and he was always a little bit different.
I had met this guy on our football team. He was older, he was like a junior. And you just felt something was different about him.
She said, "Danielle, you know, the time is now. Why don't you, you know, come back to church?"
He basically challenged me. He says, "Ben, I challenge you to go to church."
He ended up asking me to go to church, and I found out that he's a Christian. He had a lot of respect from the guys on the team.
So that Sunday, I got the kids in the car, and we went.
So I did. I went that Sunday, and it forever changed my life.
I didn't go the first couple of times when he asked me, but he kept after it. And when he finally, you know, I finally started going with him, and I just got connected with this great group of guys.
My focus that day when I got there was, well, you know, if this doesn't work for me, then it's definitely a foundation for my kids. I remember enjoying myself in church when I was a kid, so I wanted that foundation for them anyway.
It took about 4 or 5 weeks for my wife to go, but she ended up going, and you know, it was probably 6 or 7 months after that her mom started going, and then her father started going, and now my parents go. We're all one big happy family. We fill up a row.
He trusted God with the outcome, and look where it led today. It changed my life. It changed a lot of people's lives in my life, and it's, I don't know, it's just from one person asking.
God ended up finding me all over again. I mean, my life did a 180.
He asked me, and it was great. You know, God gave him the words at that time to ask me to go to church.
If that person had never asked me, then my life could be totally different right now.
Let us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear God, help us, Lord.
亲爱天父，帮助我们。
To love one another.
让我们去爱彼此来相爱。
Help us, God, to love others outside our church so much that we're willing to go out on the limb and invite them to come to church.
也帮助我们能够去爱我们教会以外的这些朋友们，以至于我们能够愿意去来邀请他们来到你的面前，来到我们的教会。There's
always going to be that person that's going to reject an invitation to come.
我们知道总是会有人来拒绝我们的邀请。But
then we have to realize that God may be working on someone's heart, and then He's going to use us to be that person that will invite someone and they'll come and their life will be changed forever.
可是我们也要知道主会在这些人的心里面来做工，所以当有一天我们来邀请他们的时候，他们就能够来到神的面前，而我们就是这些，我们就成为邀请他们来认识神的人。Give
us a burden, Lord, for the souls of the lost.
给我们有负担对于那些还在世上还没有认识你的人。
Help us, God, to realize, Lord, that because our sins are forgiven, Lord, we ought to share that wonderful news with all of those who need their sins forgiven.
也帮助我们时时来纪念，来回想主，你已经洗净我们的罪，以至于我们应该去寻找那些还在罪中的人，主，让他们有机会也因着你的爱、你的救恩，能够他们的罪被得赦免。
And we ask this for your honor and for your glory in Jesus' name.
我们在你面前奉主耶稣基督得胜的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.